because I've really gone over any proper limitation of podcasting today, I'm going to try to pack in a few subjects and then just shut up. But I really don't know that I'll pack any of it together very well, and I don't know how brief I'll be. So I have a friend in my life, a friend that lives a long ways away, and not a very good friend, but a friend, that in the last few years has become interested in gurus. You know, having a guru, being a guru. And this particular friend is actually, you know, into a particular guru and learns from the guru, and the guru teaches this particular friend the way in which they should live their lives. And I just need to say up front, I actually bought a domain name back in, I think, 2014, called guruwasteland.com. And the reason why I bought it is because I was experimenting with different themes for my blog. And in some ways, one of the themes of my blog has always been that the whole guru thing is kind of bullshit. And this isn't original. There have been other philosophers, other thinkers who've said kind of the same thing. And it is a kind of problem. And I know that if my friend from Atlanta were here, he would probably say, Dan, people say this and they don't realize how impossible it is. He might not say it that way, but he might say the very process of being an anti-guru is in many ways to become a guru. So I just want to just say that I am not a guru. I don't have any special wisdom. I was not trained by Native American shaman somewhere in the Puget Sound on some island. I didn't do the full eagle of the Navajo or whatever the fuck. I haven't gone on some walkabout in Australia. I've been a couple places. I've done a couple things. I've met a couple people. I probably have made a few friends and a few enemies. And in the panoply of human existence, I think that's probably a good description of just about every average schmuck in the United States of America. So I've never been interested in that job. I actually had a really good professor. He wasn't even a professor, technically. I had a really good teacher in high school. He was one of the best teachers I had in high school. And that's why I will mention him, because it is honorable in this case to mention him. But his name was Mr. Cornelius. And Mr. Cornelius actually taught philosophy class. If you can believe it, Mount Vernon High School had a philosophy class in 1987. I don't know if he's still alive, because, you know, he is getting older, as we all are. So I don't know if he's still alive. But he was, and if he is still alive, he probably likely is. He was and is a brilliant man. You know, he's one of these guys that probably could have gone to a university and frankly published some interesting stuff. It just never turned out that way. But at the end of the day, he actually did something kind of more amazing. He produced a whole cadre of young people who will likely question the world. And in all likelihood, by doing that, he's done more for his country than most people will ever do. I don't care how many bombs you drop, how many weddings you blow the fuck out of, how many people you murder with fucking polonium or dioxin. I don't care how powerful you might think you are. Mr. Cornelius, by trying to teach a bunch of crazy teenagers how to think, did more for them than all of these quote-unquote powerful people could possibly do, and did more for the world. But in all of that, in all of the things that he did, in all those truly amazing things that Mr. Cornelius did and taught as a really amazing teacher, I don't think he would have ever said, I'm a guru and I like gurus. In fact, I think he would have probably, if he came across a guru, and I believe there's actually a book by this title, I think, so I'm going to paraphrase here, but I think if he came across a guru, he would probably punch him in the face. Because Mr. Cornelius wasn't simply a wise person, he was a morally, and is, I hope, if he's alive, a morally courageous teacher. So he wasn't the guy who was likely the sort of, you know, to sort of just give up on his values because things become difficult. And so, but he also wasn't likely to be a guru, because I don't think he actually believed in those types of tyrannical figures. So, in extension and in abeyance of, with recognition therein, I'm going to stop talking about Mr. Cornelius, because like I said, I in general don't like mentioning people, but in this case, this is me saying something really positive. In fact, in all likelihood, after this post is done, I'm going to add him to the things that don't suck list, because the fact is, if he is still alive, and I hope he is one of those things on planet Earth that doesn't suck. And it may not sound like a huge honorary. I mean, you know, you'd say, Dan, being on the things that don't suck list, how honorable could that possibly be? But it's not a very long fucking list. So no, I don't believe in gurus. I believe in mentors. I believe in people who can provide insight. I have a friend who works in Austin. My friend wouldn't call herself a guru. I think that she's actually trying to help people help themselves, which I know is kind of a simplistic thing to say, but that's kind of the right thing to do. You don't want to enable people. You don't want to be their fucking guru. You don't want to get up in front of a bunch of people and say that you have the absolute truth to all things, because that's, A, that's kind of crazy. B, that's really, isn't that narcissistic and kind of sociopathic? And C, really, who wants that job? I mean, other than a sociopath, who wants the job of being a guru? I know, there was Buddha, and, you know, people talk about Gandhi like he was a guru, and there's, you know, Sister Teresa, maybe she was a kind of guru, and, you know, there's all these people throughout history, and they say, well, they said wonderful things, and you know what? Many of them did, and many of them even did some good things. But that means you should look at the things they did and marvel at those and maybe model those, but you don't want to turn these people into fucking gods. Because the sad truth is, in some of your greatest heroes, you're going to find flaws. And that includes Sister Teresa, Mother Teresa, and that includes Gandhi, and that includes, you know, all of these people. You know, the fucking Dalai Lama. It doesn't really matter. If you set these people up as gods and demigods and overlords, you're going to be disappointed. But on the other hand, if you look at their lives and you say, what did they do right and what did they do wrong? Because that's how you actually learn. So gurus suck. Anybody who says they want to be a guru or they got a great guru and their guru has all the fucking answers, and I don't care if this guru's a Christian or a Buddhist or a Hindu, it is fucking irrelevant. I don't care if it's some fucking, you know, Jewish guy talking about the Shemitah or the Shemitah and how every 7 years we all get to have rebar shoved up our butt, but that's part of God's fucking plan. I don't need that kind of fucking guru either. But what I endeavor to be and what I want to be is a mentor in pursuit of a mentor. I want to be someone who is both open to helping others along the way, not as an enabling act, but as an empowering one. But I want to be open to others trying to do the same for me. Do unto others as I would have them do unto me, to live and let live, to define my space of creative freedom to the borderline of your own, and to not invade your space and ask that you fucking not invade mine. That's not a guru philosophy. That's a good way to keep humans from blowing each other's brains out. That's a good way to keep humans from being terrible. Giving them a set of morals that I believe are relatively simple rules, okay? You know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Don't go around fucking hurting people. Don't be a bully. Live and let live. You know, if you want privacy, if you want space, allow other people their space. But that is not the philosophy of a guru. That is simply an expression of a desire for some kind of general human understanding. That's all.